Magic 107.5, 97.5, Atlanta's best mix of R&B with Carole Blackmon live in Vegas. And I'm telling you, the stars come out in Vegas. They're here. What can I say? And this one right here, let me tell you, we're talking about an artist that plays piano and keyboards, vocalist, of course, 9 Grammy Awards to his credit, Songwriters Hall of Famers Award. And I hear that he turned down scholarships to Morehouse and Harvard. So he's gonna let me know.
All right, keep going, keep going.
But went to the University of Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Okay. And pretty much has been doing this thing. How many years now? Do I dare say almost?
Well, my first album came out in 2004. So
wow.
It's been almost 8 years in my.
Almost a decade.
Yeah, so yeah. My fourth solo album's coming out in December, so it'll be like the 8-year anniversary of when my first album came out.
That's going to be nice.
I'm excited. Wait, you got to introduce me, though.
You know what? And welcome to Vegas and Magic 107.5, 97.5. John Legend. Woo!
Hey.
Woo! Woo! Bring that thing on around. Woo! John,
morning. Good morning,
good
Atlanta.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Wow. Hoodies. Let's talk hoodies first.
Yeah, we're here with Steve Harvey. Yeah. We just played the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah.
I had a great time. And, you know, Steve did his last
stand-up
concert last night. And he brought all these folks from all over the country to hang out for the weekend.
I know.
And
I'm
happy he invited me. I'm having a good time this morning.
You know what? It wouldn't be a party without you. He had to invite you anyway. You had to.
I'm having a good time.
And you are so busy. Let's talk a little bit about duets.
Yes.
I'm loving that. Love
Thank
the concept.
You.
How did it all come about? And then how did you get chosen as part of the panel?
Well, it's crazy because they were working on it for a while, and they thought they had Lionel Richie doing it, and he was going to be one of the judges and one of the duet partners, and you know, he, due to his schedule, just couldn't make it work. And they called me at the last minute, right when they were about to start filming, and asked me could I do it.
Wow.
And I came in and I said sure, why not. It's crazy because I wasn't going on tour, and I'm always on tour, I'm always working.
Yeah.
And during that time period, it was a free time for me because I was actually in the studio. It did delay my album a little bit because I was in the studio. I had to push it back a little bit. But it was a great opportunity. I had a great time.
Yeah, and you being your boss, your own boss.
Yeah, I could decide when I want to put the album out and do whatever I
got
to do.
So we got some awesome talent up there. Incredible voices.
Yes.
Do you think this is a catalyst for some of them to maybe become a career starter?
Well,
we
just declared a winner on the season finale a couple weeks ago. His name is Jay Rome, and he's very talented.
Yes.
He's originally from Maryland, lives in the New York area now.
Awesome.
He's a very talented guy, and I told him, you know, I believe you have the ability to be a star.
Yeah.
And so now he just has to go out and deliver on that, but he definitely has the talent to do it.
Oh yeah, I think so too. He was definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah, I thought consistently, even though he wasn't my duet partner,
I
was biased for my own people.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Honestly, consistently he delivered every week.
Yeah.
And I was impressed with him every week.
You had some good ones too.
Awesome. Bridget was great, Meliana was great.
Yeah.
Johnny Gray was great.
Oh yeah.
Before we lost him.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, everybody, I was proud of everybody I worked with, but J-Rum was incredible, and he deserved to win.
So, season two, will the panel of duet partners, you all will say?
Yeah, I'm waiting for a word from ABC on the timing and everything,
okay.
And hopefully we can all get back together, but we'll see.
Okay, sounds good. Okay,
yes.
Like you said, you're working on your next album.
Yes, it's almost done.
Yeah.
The album's almost done. We're going to put out a new single in a few weeks, actually. We're going to go on tour to start setting up for the album October and November.
Yeah.
The album's coming in December.
Oh, wow. So what's the title of it?
It's called Love in the Future.
Love in the Future.
Yes. It's about
new
love and
yeah.
what it means. And you know, I'm excited. I really think it's my best work yet.
So and of course, you're in love. You
yeah,
write
the
place of reality.
I'm engaged, you know.
Yeah, I heard. Congratulations.
So, about to get married. And
You got a date?
I know when it is.
You're not going to tell me. You're going to tell us. He's like, I know where it is.
Yeah, I know when and where it is.
Yeah, okay.
But no, I that's part of what the title's about. It's about, you know, looking forward to something and knowing that you have something new in life and the optimism that has.
Yeah.
But it's also just thinking about what it means to make soul music. you know, modern soul music.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
In an era that seems like we don't really have much soul music.
Exactly.
What does it mean to be a 21st century soul artist? And that's what I'm trying to do with this album is make that record.
And you do that so well, and
we really appreciate
you keeping that alive.
Thank you very much.
It's, you know, you and several others, just a handful, are really trying to keep that alive.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So in 08, you did a video along with many other artists for our president.
Yeah, yes we can.
So how you feeling about this year's election? You have a project on the horizon similar to that
campaign? We haven't planned any videos or anything, but I am campaigning for the president. I'm actually going to Virginia tomorrow, which is, as you might know, is one of the swing states that is very close. And if he wins Virginia like he did last time, he'll have a very good shot at winning the Electoral College. So I'm going over there to help campaign, get folks out to vote.
Yes.
We got to get folks out to vote because, you know, a lot of these states are going to be very close.
Yes.
And it's going to be determined by who shows up.
That's right.
And don't let us be the ones that not show up.
That's right. You got to show up.
That's right.
We always tell folks to get registered to vote. But the other part of that
is show up.
Show up.
That's
gotta
right.
Show up and vote.
And we know people are busy and some folks out there are trying to make it harder for people to vote now with all these rules that they're trying to put on it because they didn't like how involved we got last time.
Exactly.
And so, but you letting them win if you decide that you're not going to vote because they made it harder for you.
Exactly.
Don't let them win. Go out there and do what you got to do.
That's right. Let's do what we have to do. John, how can we follow you on Twitter?
John Legend. It's that easy.
Okay.
At John Legend. J-O-H-N-L-E-G-E-N-D. I'm on Facebook under the same name.
Okay.
My website is johnlegend.com. I'm real easy to follow.
Are you on Instagram? Can we?
Yes.
Okay.
John Legend on there, too.
Okay. Look, we're
and,
in there.
We're going to make a tour announcement soon with all the dates.
Yeah.
We're going
so
to.
So Atlanta is going to definitely
be
a
of course. It's going to be at Chastain, actually.
Oh,
one of my
nice.
Favorite places in the country to play.
I know.
I love
Chastain.
Did you
Chastain. Hear that? Hey, ADL, did you hear that? One of his favorite places in the country.
I love Chastain.
I know. It's awesome.
And we're going to be all over the country. We're going to put the album out in December. We're going to have new music on the website soon, previewing the album. So everybody look out for all of that.
Because you kind of like to keep your listeners involved, too, in the process.
Oh, you got to. You got
to
let people in your world a little bit and stay connected with them. And I like to know what people are thinking.
Yeah,
I like to hear back from my fans. So, you know, everybody keep following us on Twitter and letting us know what you think.
We will. John, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I'm just so excited that you stopped by. He's just kind of.
And I'll see y'all in Atlanta.
We're going to Instagram the picture real soon. So
yes.
Hey, take this picture. He's just kind of sitting back like he's at home. You know,
I am at home.
Thanks, John. Take care. See you soon.
Thank you.